Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you. This is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. You know, I got so much awesome feedback on last week's show with Dr. Joe Vitale, everything about miracles and what could be created. If you didn't hear it, look, you can sign up for my newsletters. Go to DebbieDashinger.com, it's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, and get them delivered weekly into your inbox. And at your leisure, you could click on the link and listen. From phone, iPad, car, computer, whatever works for you, right? Technology today, it's very fluid. And one of the reasons why I got a lot of great feedback on the show, besides my amazing, fabulous guest and friend Joe, is that I told a story in the beginning, a story that was so funny it had him in stitches too. But here's the deal. It's my real life. So I'm going to share yet another one because I think pulling back the curtain and letting you know kind of more about who I am is maybe helpful, and if nothing else, could bring some joy. So I want to talk a little bit about joy because in our lives, for sure, there's a universal lesson, right? Energy goes where your intention flows. So when we understand the power of joy, in other words, intending to be joyful, how important that is. There's one other thing, and this is really important to me. In fact, I've just realized in the past year how unbelievably important it is to me besides joy, but akin to joy, the brother or sister of joy is fun. I love fun. I love laughing more than anything. And I got to tell you, often my life is what creates the greatest laughs, at my own expense, by the way. So let's talk about understanding the power of joy. Empowering intentions bring us joy, and joy is the catalyst for all that is good in this world. When we commit to joy, we increase our chances for success. That's a great statement. Commit to joy, increase your chances for success. Many people, and many amongst us, and especially living in very interesting times right now, consciously or not, tend to lean toward fear. And when that's done, in some way we get lost in the story, and then pain has purpose, or we buy into a belief that a meaningful life requires struggle. P.S., it does not. And those are very limiting beliefs, and those can have devastating consequences in our daily life. The reality is the more joyful we are, the more light we shine on the world, and the more power we have to express our presence, the more positive energy we put out. That place of power is the source of the energy necessary to show up and serve, the inspiration behind creative solutions at seemingly hopeless problems, and the access to generosity for giving more where there is need. Even one person's presence. You, right now, the presence of joy, it has the capacity to leave a massively positive imprint on your local community and a global landscape. And that energy of peace, love, and joy has the power to shift the world. Frankly, it has the power to shift your world. So here is a little joy-filled true story for you. I grew up in New York. I live now in California. Some of us, who I grew up with from just the size of a peanut, decided after our recent high school reunion, we were going to get together. Those of us who now live and populate here on the West Coast, we're going to get together at somebody's house. Well, it's a very small group of us, and as it just happened to turn out, it was going to be about five guys and me. So all safe. It's all good. They're awesome guys. They're fabulous. And I couldn't wait because, frankly, I have found that people in my class were really, really smart and really, really funny. And if there's one thing I love in life, it's to laugh. And I knew I would laugh and have a great time. I was really looking forward to the weekend with the exception of one thing. The person who was sponsoring all of us and opening up his home to all of us to be there had a pool and a jacuzzi. And I really didn't feel like going into my bathing suit in front of five other guys that I'd grown up with. I just wasn't in the space. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, at my age, I'm definitely not going to be in a bikini, but maybe I'll be in a one-piece. And, oh, my God, so I was quelling about it. And finally, a friend of mine said, you know, Deb, why don't you just get one of those spray tans? They do a really great job. You know, they can actually make you feel better. You won't look so darn white in your bathing suit. And I thought, that is a great idea. So I'd never done it before. I booked my very first spray tan the day before I left for this mini reunion. And there were no mirrors in this room, by the way. She had a little tent and a spray can. I had to turn this way and that way and lift my arms and do this and that. Maybe you've had one of these. It was a first for me. So I was tanned up and down. She waited for me to dry, and then she said, you have to stay like this for 10 hours. Wait 10 hours because this is organic. It literally soaks into your skin. And then when you wash off in the shower, you'll have this awesome tan. You look beautiful. Well, I knew nothing. I was walking home in all black, big, baggy clothes so I wouldn't get the tan spray on me. And when I got home, I looked in the mirror. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I looked like I had spent 3 months without any suntan lotion in the Bahamas in the middle of the summer. I mean, I suddenly looked like I was a different ethnicity. I looked like I was part Puerto Rican, part you name it, where it's very dark skin. And here I was. I had gone from so light to the other extreme. I mean, I seriously up-leveled. I freaked out. I picked up the phone. I called this woman and said, excuse me, but I don't think this is what I had in mind. I was thinking about it like a nice light color on top of what I actually am, but you put me into a different country. And she said, no, don't worry. It'll actually turn out great. Well, sorry, this was my first time. So what I did was grab my phone and start taking selfies. Because frankly, even though I was mortified and I kept thinking, oh, why did I do this right before I'm going out there? I should have just gone out being so white in my bathing suit. It would have been much better than this. Now, oh my God, I'm going to have to explain myself. I'm going to look so weird. But I also thought it was hysterically funny. So I had to take photos of myself and send them to my very dearest friends with Al Jolson songs, Mammy, and all sorts of things like that because I looked ridiculous and people were laughing and sending stuff back. What did you do, girlfriend? Oh, my God. Well, 6 hours into this plight and looking at myself in the mirror, I knew I had to do something. I couldn't wait the full 10 hours. So I got in the shower 3 hours early and washed myself. And I washed as this black just ran off of me into the basin. Well, I came out, and she was right. I actually did look good. Like all that stuff that had been on me that was so just didn't look right, and it was clear I had been sprayed with something. Well, I actually looked tan and okay. But here's the crazy thing, because the universe, if you think I've got a sense of humor when I do something totally blonde and silly, the universe has an even better sense of humor. I wind up at this guy's house, right? The next day, everybody's supposed to show up at 11. Well, they don't. They're running a little late. But at 11:30, the phone rings. My host, Rick, picks up the phone and says, you're what? You're where? You're when? Huh? Oh, come on. Oh, okay, well, come on over. He hangs up the phone. He goes, you're not going to believe this. My niece, who's supposed to come here next weekend with her girlfriend, they're in their 20s, they got the weekend screwed up. They're coming. They're 10 minutes away from my house. I can't turn them away. And, of course, he's close with his niece. He goes, I'm so sorry. And I had two thoughts. The first thought is, well, you got to roll with it, man. When universe gives you something, there's probably a reason. So it's cool. There'll be more female blood, and I'm sure it's his niece, and I like them, and I guess it's perfect on some level. But the next thought was, oh, my God, two 20-year-old girls in a bathing suit next to me. And then it was only supposed to be us from our high school. And one of our friends kept saying this thing about a mysterious guest he was bringing. Well, I assumed he was going to surprise us from somebody else from New York to our party. Gosh, I hope you're following along, because this is what really being focused on something like having a tan in a bathing suit in front of five guys will do. It never works out. Why worry? Why be fearful, right? Because not only that, but the other dude from our high school shows up with a date. Some gal he's been dating for 4 months when all of us were just there for a little reunion with ourselves. And there is another woman who's my age, skinny, by the way, extremely. She was a stick. And I just went, if this ain't the best sense of humor on every level, I don't know what is. So the first lesson to me, joy-filled, is, you know what? Right before you head to a reunion, probably don't do anything too extreme. It's not going to work out too well. And two, don't put too much energy into changing anything about you. You're magnificent enough, because the universe is going to have a great sense of humor. And here's the best part. It was so cold where we were, we never went in the pool or the jacuzzi. It never even came up. Wah, 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 wah. You gotta love a day in the life of Debbie Dashinger. Well, stay tuned for more. I promise to share as I go on. I am so excited to have our guest today. I know we're going to have a lot of callers, and I want you to just stay with us. This is going to be Janie Beauclair. She's a 5C clairvoyant who channels messages from loved ones past. Janie works with your angels to get you accurate guidance, business or personal. And today, Janie brings history back to life by channeling old kitchen recipes. Yep, it's true. She's known as the clairvoyant gourmet. I love this. I know we're going to have people calling in. Janie can provide readings for callers looking to get recipes, kitchen tips, and mealtime memories from deceased loved ones or spirit guides. How does it get any better than that? She's going to channel from the spirit world, but we're also going to find out more about her. And if you want to find out more about her, clairvoyantgourmet.com. Janie, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you on the show.
Hi, Debbie. Such a pleasure. And I have to say, the first thing I thought about when you were telling that joy story was the movie Something About Mary.
Exactly. That's that movie where she greets somebody at the door and her hair is sticking up and it looks like product, but we know it's not.
And her best friend is so suntanned, she looks like she just came out of the oven.
That was me. Oh, my God. I have the pictures to show, and I'd be happy to prove because, yes, thank you. Thank you for appreciating
story. Totally the right attitude in how you handled all of that. And I agree 1,000%. And if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at, you know?
Yes. Yeah, it's some of the best laughs I have often. It's just, and I'm really innocent about going about things. And then, I end up in these hysterical pickles. So, stay tuned for more. I'm going to keep drawing back the curtain. And today,
excellent,
my love, we are talking about clairvoyance and gourmet food. Awesome. Let's start with the 5C. So that's very cool that you call yourself 5C. What does that mean? Explain 5C clairvoyant.
Sure. Well, you know, there are a lot of different styles of clairvoyance out there. Mm-hmm. And what happens is everybody's brain connects and gets their messages in a different way. So it's almost like the difference between having the old rabbit ear antennas where you'd move them a certain way and then you'd get the picture on your TV to come in, and having, Time Warner cable or something like that. So basically, your average clairvoyant, and I say average in a loving way, I don't mean that in any kind of a degrading anything, your average person who can get extrasensory connections gets them in a feeling of knowing, and in a feeling of understanding what they're receiving from the other side. For me, my senses are very far enriched in attunement. And so I not only can see the people that I'm talking to, but they show me pictures of things that have happened in your life so that I could explain them clearly to you. I can hear exactly what they're saying. I can smell things they want me to smell, a lot of times food, sometimes flowers, sometimes old dusty buildings to remind you of something. But then I can also taste. So when we're talking about food and recipes and things like that, I can literally taste what they're describing to you and smell the aroma of it cooking. So for me, my five senses are really on high alert, and it helps me to be able to really explain in a fine-tuned situation what your loved one or your spirit guides are trying to express to you. And so what happens, Debbie, is they'll come through with usually talking about a food experience in order to connect, as in an aunt or a grandmother or a mother might come through and say, remember Jimmy's birthday when we had that amazing three-level cake and Jimmy hit the table and the cake hit the floor and we were all laughing? So they'll bring through a food memory in order to get you to a place of understanding that you are communicating with them, but also bring you that happy thought back. And in the meantime, I'm tasting the cake and I'm smelling what the cake and the room smelled like in that experience. So I can say, yeah, actually you guys picked a piece of it up with your hands and you put it on your plate and there were strawberries inside. And that's I can crazy. Taste the strawberries. Yeah, so those senses come really into play in the fine-tuning of the readings that I get.
So all five senses, sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell, they're clear or clair channels for you. And
exactly.
You assist your clients, you communicate with loved ones, you connect with angels and share messages through your five senses as you're describing it. And I can't believe you get to eat without calories. How awesome is
that? Isn't that a beautiful bonus? I love that part. But let me just say, sometimes it's not all so great because I've channeled some recipes of things that I'd never heard of before that didn't taste so fabulous, in my opinion. And so then I'm stuck with that taste in my mouth going, oh, I got to like brush my tongue or something. I recently did a channeling with a gentleman in England who wanted to hear about how to make his grandmother's recipe for milts, M-I-L-T-Z. I had never heard of that before. Well, it turned out to be cow spleen.
Wow.
And when it was cooking, it had a quite foul aroma. And when it came out of the oven, it just tasted like something I would never, ever, ever want to eat. And so for me, it was like, wow, at times like this, I'd kind of like to turn those couple senses off.
Wow.
I don't have the power to do that.
Yes, I promise. Well, hopefully no tripe or anything on this particular show. Hopefully only delicious delectables. So, folks, we're heading to a break. I just want to tell you we will be taking listener calls in and out in each segment. So stay with us for the full hour because I know there's a lot of people who would love to connect with Janie. Also, just so you know, she offers one-on-one coaching sessions. She's worked with the police department. She's helped the entertainment industry with casting. She's really been around using the spirit realm for very great use. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Download your free Dare to Dream radio app on iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. And you can also join me on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Tell your soul to me, I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be.
Yep, it's Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing the clairvoyant gourmet, Janie Beauclair. She connects you with spirit through cooking. And we definitely have callers. Just know we're going to get to as many as we can. And if we don't get to you, we love you, and maybe we'll have her back. So let's bring on a caller. We've got Jennifer. I think she's on line 4 or 5. We're going to bring Jennifer on. And Janie, what information do you require from the callers? What do you need?
Well, if they're looking for a specific recipe, then usually I like to know who is it they're looking for it from. And what exactly they're looking for, because a lot of times they'll say, I want my grandmother's, my favorite thing she made. And grandma could come up with 5 different things she thinks are your favorites before we get to the one you actually want. So in order to save time, it's easier to just say, I want my Grandma Miller's recipe for bread pudding or whatever it is.
Right.
And then I can
so
just
special
ask
dishes,
directly.
Recipes that may have been forgotten, you can get specific. And so I'm going to welcome Jennifer to the Dare to Dream Radio. You're speaking with Debbie and Janie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you. Hi. So I am looking for my mother's macaroni and cheese recipe.
And what is your mom's name?
Mary.
Mary, okay. Okay, so she first would like to say, hi, darling, and very happy that you're reaching out. And she had some little secrets in that recipe. So I'm totally getting that, and it tastes very yummy, by the way. I'm totally getting that there's a reason why you haven't been able to duplicate it. And have you tried before? Because I feel like you've tried to make it before, but you can't quite get the combo.
Yes, I've tried a few times.
Okay. So one of the things that is the secret ingredient, FYI, is garlic salt. So she's saying that garlic salt is something that you're missing. So you're making your macaroni traditionally, your the noodles themselves. And then she puts, I'm going to give you what the combinations are first. It's butter and flour and breadcrumbs. And so she shows you make the macaroni first. She's literally showing me step by step here. She's saying this is going to be for a box, okay, like a box of macaroni.
Uh-huh.
In a saucepan, you're going to put a stick of butter over halfway heat, so medium heat. And now you're going to stir in just enough flour to make it a little bit thick. It's not quite a quarter of a cup. It's just as if she puts like a spoon in and stirs it, another spoon in and stirs it, another spoon in and stirs it. And then, so it's a little bit thick. It almost looks like it's kind of milky.
Mm-hmm.
And then she puts in a teaspoon of garlic salt. And then she uses a sharp cheddar cheese. And she likes the sharp because it has a little bit more of a smoky flavor, she says. It's more rich. And so she shows me a full bar of cheese, and she cuts it in half, and then she grates the cheese. And she puts the cheese into the butter, into that butter mix,
mm-hmm.
and stirs it and stirs it and stirs it, stays over the medium heat until the cheese gets really melty, but not all completely melted. Then she takes half a cup of breadcrumbs, and she has them sitting on the side. And she takes that cheese margarine, cheese butter, and she pours that over the macaroni and stirs it up real quick, and the balance of the cheese melts in the hot pasta. And then she sprinkles over the top the breadcrumbs. She puts that whole thing in the oven at 350, and she cooks it for about a half hour. When the top starts to get crunchy from the breadcrumbs, she pulls it out. She says it's about a half hour. If the cheese is too thick for you, add a little bit of milk. And she shows like just a little splash of milk to make it thinner and more more runny, more watery. Because she says that depending on what the nature of the cheese is that you bought, sometimes it can be real thick when it comes out of the oven. So she just adds a little bit of milk and stirs it around.
Okay.
And there you have it.
Wow.
It's all
different than what you've seen her making this. Yeah. I can see her making it as a child, so that's wonderful.
Oh, excellent. And I got to say, I can see why you want it because it tastes amazing. It definitely has a really creamy, rich taste. And I can get the garlic powder. So that definitely makes a difference. Because I've not had macaroni and cheese with garlic powder in it. Mm. And I'm tasting the difference of it. And that definitely makes a distinct difference. So that was her little secret of why hers was different.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
And you can always listen to the replay to get down that entire recipe or get the audio. Thank you for calling, Jennifer. It was great. Great question, and I could taste it, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, Jeannie, I just want to ask you, correlation between food and chakras. Before we take the next caller, food and chakras, can you explain that?
Yes. Your chakras are your seven energy systems in your body that work simultaneously with all your organs in order to have you function really well. And your chakras also work with your emotions. So, example, there are seven chakras in your body. The crown chakra, the very top chakra on your head, is where they start, and they go down the center of your body until they get to basically your crotch area, the root of your body, they call that.
Mm-hmm.
So the crown chakra, that energy system works with your spinal cord, with your brain, your pineal gland, and it helps emotionally to regulate your sleep and connect you to spirituality. So if you were having issues with any of those subject matters, you could eat food in order to help clarify the activity that's happening in that energy system. So the crown chakra is the color white. Some people say it's a light pink, but it's actually physically like the white food family. So if you're wanting to sharpen your intuition, for example, or you're having headaches and things of that nature, things that happen from your brain and you want to help fix some of these things, you would feed your body white food, as in potatoes, garlic, white onions, coconut, parsnips. I mean, it could be anything that is white. So each chakra is color-coded and works on certain organs and systems in your body, as well as certain emotions in your body. So if you look on my website, I put a chart there to make this really easy to understand. So you can like literally look at the picture and go, okay, I'm having problems with my digestion. So that tells me that I should eat this color food to resolve this issue. And literally what happens is the color of the food coordinates with the color of the chakra to work on all of those organs in that zone. And as a bonus, when you eat for your chakras and you taste a little bit in each color category every day, which is not at all hard to do, you can do it in a smoothie and reach all seven categories. When you eat that way, you keep your energy systems clear. And when your energy systems are clear, your body not only functions really well, but you get the bonus of being able to connect better to spirit or to your insight so that you can clearly understand the messages that are coming to you. Because the reality is every single human brain has the ability to connect to the other side and get their own messages. Most of the time, our energy systems are blocked. And that's why we can't figure out what our signals are.
Fantastic.
So when you start to eat for your chakras, you can literally start to connect on your own as well as helping your body function in a much better manner.
So feed your chakras. Think about that when you eat food. That sounds amazing. And just a little sidebar there. I noticed on Janie's website, she's actually got a chakra spoon with crystals on it that correlate with the body chakras and collect energy from the spoon as you're cooking. I think she's out of them, so stay aware of her website, JeannieBoclaire.com. It's BoisClaire.com. We're going to take another caller. Annie has been patiently waiting on the line. Annie, welcome to Dare to Dream, and you're speaking with Jeannie Beauclair. What kind of question do you have for her?
Hi, Jeannie. Thank you, Annie. Debbie.
Sure.
I've got a question about my mother, and been wanting to make her meatballs, which is a very tricky recipe to execute.
And what was it? Meat what?
Her meatballs.
Meatballs. Oh, okay. And what's your mom's name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Well, Catherine comes in very beautiful spirit. I definitely feel like she loved to be in the kitchen because she definitely shows me a lot of cooking. She did a lot of cooking.
She did.
And she loved to cook. It was a really, really, really happy moment for her. Now, one of the things that she used in her meatballs, which was different than some of the others, was she used ground pork and ground veal along with ground beef. And so basically what she would do is she would take a half a pound of each, beef, pork, and veal, and she'd buy a roast, and then she'd have the grocery store grind it up into roundness for her so she could handle it that way. But she felt that buying a fresh roast and having it converted made all the difference than buying already converted meat. There's something about the juices, she's saying, something about the juices in the full roast and doing it just before she was making these meatballs as opposed to buying it already ground in a package that's been sitting in the refrigerator at the grocery store for some time. Okay? So she's stressing that. That definitely made a big difference. She would use a sweet yellow onion, one large sweet yellow onion. She used a tablespoon of virgin olive oil. She shows me a pinch, so she just grabs like three fingers of red pepper and throws that in, a teaspoon of salt. She takes a garlic clove. She takes two of those, and she chops it up really, really fine. She takes two large eggs. She says, make sure they're large and maybe extra large even because then the eggs aren't so big anymore, she says. and a cup of fresh Parmesan, a quarter of a cup of parsley, and that's all chopped up as well, a cup of breadcrumbs. And she liked to make her own breadcrumbs. So she would put toast in the oven with butter on it, and she'd toast both sides. And when it came out, she would literally grade the toast and make her own breadcrumbs. And then she did a half a cup of water. And she says, just get ready to get your fingers dirty, because she put both hands in and she mixed it all by hand. And so she throws all of that in no particular order into a very big bowl. And she used to use a ceramic bowl. And it was white. She liked a white bowl, apparently. And so she would throw all those ingredients into her bowl. And she'd mix it up by hand. And she would keep mixing until she could tell that everything was mixed fine and there was no lingering pockets of one color. Like she's like, there's no like pocket of salt or pocket of breadcrumbs. So it really felt very finely mixed. And then she says, bigger than a golf ball, smaller than a baseball. So it looks like she fills the entire palm of her hand. to make her round ball. And she dusted them with flour on the outside, and she would bake them in the oven. So literally, she makes all these balls, and she lines them all up on this tape on the table, shows me like on the kitchen table, basically, on a piece of wax paper. And then she takes flour, and she just dusts them all. And then she puts salt and pepper on them all, and then she puts them on a cookie sheet. And she puts them in the oven at 350. And she says that the next part is really up to your taste. She'll cook them sometimes for 15 minutes, but sometimes she would cook them for 20 to 25. When you cooked them for the 15 minutes, they were more medium done, because then she would put them into a pasta sauce and they would cook some more. But if she wasn't putting them in a sauce, she'd cook them a little bit longer so they were cooked through, and then she'd put them on the side of noodles and things like that. So depending on whether you want to throw those meatballs in a sauce or not after you're done with the cooking of them. And she says you can also cook them on the stovetop, but if you do, make sure that you put olive oil in the pan, and also make sure that you cook it on low, not on medium heat. She thinks baking them is a better idea, but she says if you don't want to do it that way, you could also do it in the pan, but make sure you have oil in there. And slow. Don't try to do them fast.
What do you think,
Annie?
And
she loves you very much.
It's beautiful. Okay, I got to be honest. This doesn't sound like my mom because she's Dutch, but it makes me curious because what you described is an Italian recipe. And so I wondered, are you picking up, do I have Italian roots that I don't know about?
Well, this is definitely coming from her because I don't have anyone else coming in my head here. But let's see, do you have Italian roots? And is that an Italian recipe? She's saying that you don't have Italian roots and that this is what she was doing. So I'm not sure. I'm not getting anything different.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She's not giving me anything different. But she's also laughing because she's like, you know, you're not Italian. and so she laughs at that.
Well, thank you for calling and try it out. Let us know. I mean, if it turns out to be the greatest thing, maybe we'll all come over or get you to send it out somehow. But it sounds magnificent. Okay. We are going to have to go to a break. I'm so grateful for your calling in, Annie, and for sharing that from whatever realm, that amazing recipe for meatballs. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I want you to stay with us. We are going to take more calls. Join me on Twitter. It's my name, Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. AccessConsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At AccessConsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. AccessConsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to AccessConsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you.
For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified VARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a VARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your VARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. You know, during the break, I started speaking with Janie, and we were on one subject when she suddenly said, who do you have on the other side? There are two females here who are speaking to me. Well, I'm clairsentient, by the way, which means that I receive what I always call downloads. I don't know how else to say it. But I get information through my being sensitive, basically, and also through smell and other things. And when she asked me that, so I widened back because one is clear. It would be my grandmother Yvette. But there was another one that spoke to me, and I believe it could be my boyfriend, my partner of 9 years, mother, Mary, who I never met, but I feel this crazy strong connection with. So, Jamie, okay, I'm going to leave it in your capable hands.
Definitely Yvette.
And definitely Mary are the names that they are agreeing to. Your grandmother would like to come through first and just say how proud she is of you. And I hope you don't mind me getting personal with you and her. She's very proud of you for the work that you do because you entice people to think outside of the box. You encourage them to have new thoughts and explore outside of where they might be comfortable in thinking. And she's wanting to stress to you how very important that is, and that having someone like you brave enough, she uses the word brave enough, to allow yourself to be in a position where you throw out new exciting experiences that are even new to you in order to get the masses to understand that there's more to life out there. She feels very strongly about how important that is and what an important role you are playing. And so she definitely wants to come through and stress that to you.
Thank you.
And then
that's very much.
Yeah. Fun. Is it? Yeah. She feels very loving and she feels just like a typical grandma that you just want to snuggle up to. Very warm, very cozy, like you could just hug her. So, yeah, she's got beautiful, beautiful energy. And then the Lady Mary does not know you. And she says she totally knows your energy, though. And she loves how you, basically, she says she loves how you make her son feel. She loves that you are in his life, and she loves that you are part of his growth. She shows me that he's grown so much since he's gotten to know you, you know, since he's been with you. And she has so much respect for you as a result of the changes that you've brought about in his life. And that the difference in him from the time he met you to where you are now is tremendous. And she sees so much love in him as a result of who you are and what you've taught him. And so she wants to extend beautiful, she shows me roses. She extends you beautiful pink roses as a sign of love and affection for you. And she wants you to understand clearly that you are in her dreams, her prayers, her thoughts of a beautiful life for the two of you together. And she surrounds the two of you with beautiful positive energy regularly. She shows me that she wraps her angel wings around the two of you and brings beautiful energy into the fold. So she's delighted to have the chance to actually let you know how much she cares for you. And she knows you feel her. She's aware of that. She's very aware of that. And she's she would like to have a conversation with you one day. She's telling you to raise your energy vibration so that she can communicate and you can hear her speak.
Wow.
Very interesting, yeah. And they both want to know if you have any questions of either one of them.
Yeah, you want to know the funniest thing? So I'm kind of a ketogenic gal, meaning, you know, high protein, very, very low carbs, except from, you know, vegetables and stuff. And growing up, especially with my grandma Yvette, it was not like that. It was a lot of carbs and stuff. And I would love to know if there is a sort of high-protein, low-carb, delicious recipe they might want me to have.
Yeah, your grandmother did not eat that way.
Right.
Clearly, she's like, oh, my, everything I made was fattening.
Yeah.
I definitely get that she used a lot of cream, a lot of butter, a lot of sugar, a lot of sweetening, chocolate. She definitely did not cook that way, so she's not giving me anything in that vein. With Mary, I'm definitely getting high on kale. A lot of kale content is what she's pushing, saying that the kale for you, eating in the green family, if you check out your green chakra, she's definitely pushing you towards loading more up on the green family, but specifically on the value in kale. Yeah.
I could do that.
She definitely showed me green. And also she's saying kiwi. So kale and kiwi apparently have a lot of great mojo in them that would work really well with your body. So she's definitely pushing the green. And she's also wanting to tell her son that he needs to eat more in the red family.
So look at the reds on the chart, and you'll see what organs those are boosting. And she's recommending in the red zone for him. And that could be putting red peppers in your stuff, eating strawberries, raspberries, red onions. There's a variety of food that you can work in either of these colors that are real simple to add into your diet. You know, tomatoes, pomegranate. And in the greens, it could be anything from a green apple to zucchini squash to asparagus to, you know, there's hundreds when you start looking at what's green in the produce department or what's red or what's any of these other colors, you will see that there's no shortage of colored items, so that's always easy to figure out what to eat.
Phenomenal. I'm totally sharing this replay with him. This felt delicious to me. To use
excellent.
A gourmet
well
word, but it really felt in my heart delicious to connect. Thank you
beautiful.
For that. And I want to ask you, Janie, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream?
Well, you know, for me, it's all about connecting people to bring them a sense of peace and comfort. So I'm really hoping that I can touch millions of people in such a way that the love comes back into the family virtues of eating together. Because when you realize that food is such a beautiful connector of love and memories, it makes me want to say, don't drive through McDonald's and grab a meal on the run. Bring it home and at least share it with the family. Take the time to eat together so that you can create those memories that we're so fond of from the past. And even though our life is so fast-paced right now, there are still ways to get around the fast food world where you're sharing the time and space with the family and friends that you love. So that would be my dream.
You know, it's
get everybody back on the same page.
Here at the end, I became fascinated with your last name. Just sometimes etymologies stick out to me. I was clear mm-hmm. that your last name was French, B-O-I-S-C-L-A-I-R.
Right.
So I looked it up, and it is Old French, and Beau, or B-O-I-S, mm-hmm. would, basically,
yeah.
and Claire, C-L-I-R. I'm blown away that this is your name, because it means clear, light. I
yes.
mean, there are no accidents that your name means clear, light, and wood. Isn't that amazing what you do out in the world, and you have five clears or clairs to your ability?
Yeah, isn't that something? And, you know, somebody just pointed this out to me literally within the last 3 months. It never registered with me before. And somebody just said, how crazy, your clair and your last name has Claire in it. And I'm like, wow, I never even looked at that.
Well, you know, honey, I think your theme song ought to be To Stir With Love.
Oh, love it.
And you can share your foodie secrets
microphone.
From that amazing theme song. Well, I thank you, Janie, so much. I think we need to have you come back on. We didn't have a chance to get everybody on because these readings were exceptional, but we'll have you back on again. You are welcome. And I end today's show
thank
with
you.
This quote from Anthony Bourdain, who said, I have long believed that good food, good eating, is all about risk. Whether we're talking about unpasteurized Stilton, raw oysters, or working for Organized Crime Associates, food for me has always been an adventure. Thank you for joining us today. Share this show with friends you know will love it. And we'll see you again next week on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores.
Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?